Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
Today in Bajan History, 16th February 1950. Good news for electricity users. On this day, 16th February 1950, the Advocate reported good news. The power cuts imposed on residents by the Barbados Electric Supply Corporation would be a thing of the past. The paper announced that some of the critical parts for the damaged engines of the power company had arrived and were being installed. A new crankshaft and bedplate, for example, had been brought in by the SS Craftsman, and two engineers from the manufacturers were flown in to begin work on assembling the defective engine. This, for the many power users, mainly in St. Michael, this was good news. The breakdown in the BESC plant at the Garrison had forced the company into a bothersome phase of power rationing. According to one of the company's workers, Kenneth Blackman, during the power rationing period, power had to be shut off in Bridgetown. As he explained, quote, "At 11 each morning, I would have to go down to Bay Mansion to take out Bridgetown. People knew not to go into elevator after 10:50 a.m. Unquote. Having been installed in the 1920s, many of the company's engines had worked for approximately 30 years, well beyond their shelf life. Thus, when engine number 9 suffered a fractured crankshaft, power rationing had to be done until replacement parts could be installed. While the Advocate announcement this day on 16th February 1950 was good news for the city businesses and residents, it made little difference to the many rural dwellers who did not have the luxury of electric power.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.